We're looking at what the Bible says about sin. And in this lesson, we're going to be asking the question, how bad is sin in God's sight? How bad is sin in the sight of God? We're not asking how bad is sin in the sight of men, because those are two completely different questions. As a matter of fact, one of the main problems that we have today is that many people do not think sin is very serious at all. People look at sin as a very light thing today. They make jokes about it, they ignore it, and even people that say they believe the Bible really don't take the subject of sin very seriously, and oftentimes, preachers and churches really say very little about it. So we want to go straight to the Bible today and ask the question, how bad is sin to God? And we're going to see that there are several ways that God shows us in the Bible how serious sin is. Number one, when we look at the earthly punishments that God gave for sin in the Bible, we begin to get a picture of how bad it is. For instance, when you look at the flood in the Bible, why was the flood sent? Why do we have that story in the Bible? Well, it was because that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. You go back to the book of Genesis in chapter 6, verses 5 and 6, and you'll find that God sent the flood to punish mankind. And so a worldwide flood is a major catastrophe. And when we look at the flood, we need to remember why it happened. It was because of the rebellion of mankind. When we look at a story like the story of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19, the Bible says that God rained fire and brimstone on those cities and utterly destroyed them. Why? Because of their perversion. Because they were doing things against nature, and God wiped these cities from the face of the earth. When we come to the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, we see the plagues being sent upon the Egyptians. Why? Because of their false gods, because of their sin, because of their idolatry. This was punishment and God's judgment upon that nation. And then, of course, we read in Exodus, somewhat in Leviticus, but especially in Numbers, about how that God punished his own people, the people of Israel. And so you read about all of those plagues and all of those punishments that God sent upon the Israelites. Later in the Old Testament, we find different wars that were sent to punish nations. And so we read about the Assyrian War, the Babylonian War, and we find that these wars were God's judgment upon these different nations because of their sinfulness and because of their revolt against Him. And in the New Testament, of course, we read about how that God's people Israel faced their final end as a nation in the destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies in AD 70. And of course, in the Old Testament, you not only find these large-scale judgments of God upon a nation or upon a people, but you also find that God gave the death penalty. God gave capital punishment in the Old Testament. Now, there are people today that think that the death penalty is barbaric, that it's unkind, that it's inhumane, and that Christians ought to have nothing to do with it. And yet the Bible shows that the death penalty is from God. And so you read that in Genesis, you read it in the Law of Moses, and you read it in the New Testament. Now, what does the death penalty show? The death penalty shows that there are some sins that are so bad, that are so heinous, that the person who commits those sins deserves to die. And this is why you find an expression in the Bible that there are some things that a person can do that are, quote, worthy of death, that is, deserving of death. So the earthly punishments that God gave for sin in the Bible show how bad sin is. Number two, the way that God looks at sin in the Bible shows how bad it is. Not just through what he did, but also by what the Bible says about how he feels about it. For instance, the Bible plainly says that God hates sin. In Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and so forth. God hates these things. So many times today, and rightly so, you hear God's love being talked about, that God loves us, that God is a loving God, and he is. But God also has another side, and that is the fact that there are things that God hates, and he hates sin. The first one that is mentioned there in Proverbs 6 is pride. So God hates a prideful attitude and disposition, and the other things that are mentioned there as well. Now that shows how bad sin is in God's sight. You also find that there are scriptures in the Bible that talk about God's wrath, that talk about God's anger. Sometimes in the Old Testament, men would do things that bothered God, and the Bible describes it this way, that the anger of the Lord was kindled against those people. You find that in the case of Balaam. You even find it in the case of Moses in the Old Testament on an occasion. So there were things that people did in the Bible that caused God's wrath to be kindled. And the Bible does tell us that God is not only a God of love, but he is also a God of justice, and he is a God of wrath. And the wrath of God will be poured out upon sinners in the last day. Now, the Bible also tells us this. When we look at how God sees sin in the Bible, you notice that there's the word in the Old Testament especially, abomination. An abomination means that something is disgusting. It means that something is sickening. And so the Bible describes different sins in the sight of God as being abominations because they are sickening and they are disgusting to God. As a matter of fact, in Leviticus 18 and also in Leviticus chapter 20, you'll find that the sins that the Canaanites committed were abominations to God, and God described it like this. God said that the land is ready to spew them out. In other words, it's like you being sick at your stomach and your body has a way of getting rid of things that cause you to be sick. Well, the land was ready to vomit those people out because, in a manner of speaking, the land was so disgusted and so sick of their perversion that it was the end for them. Number three, the final punishment that God has decreed for sin shows how heinous it really is. And we're talking about eternal damnation in hellfire. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, Jesus said, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." And in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment." The Bible plainly teaches eternal damnation in hell. Now, when we look at the description of hell in the Bible, the first thing that we should think about is, why do we have this doctrine in the Bible? Why is there this place called hell? And when we think about that, we need to go directly to the cause, and that is sin. It's because of our rebellion against God, it's because of our sins against God, that we have this place called hell. In Mark chapter 9, verse 43 through 48, the Bible gives a very vivid description of hell. "It is a place," Jesus said, "where their worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched." And what a graphic illustration that is. The Bible tells us this is the horror of hell, a place where their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Now, what would bring on a place like that? What would cause God to punish people with that kind of penalty? It's sin. And when we read the story in Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, of the rich man and Lazarus, we begin to get a picture again of how heinous sin is in the sight of God. We read about this rich man dying, a man who lived a life of luxury in this world, but when he died, the Bible says that he lifted up his eyes in hell, and he was in torments, and he begged for a drop of water to cool his tongue because he said, "I am tormented in this flame." This shows how serious sin is in God's sight. The punishment that God has decreed for sin should tell us that sin is not a light thing. It is extremely serious. It is the number one issue facing mankind. We have people today telling us what the issues are, whether it's finances, the economy, whether it's something else in society, politics, entertainment, sports, whatever it is. Folks, the number one issue that man needs to deal with is the sin problem. Jesus said, "What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Matthew 16, verse 26. And finally, if we want to see how bad sin is, all we have to do is to think about the price that God paid to save us from it. And that is the death of his only begotten Son. Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Matthew 26, verse 28. You see, today, when people don't take sin seriously, when they think that everybody makes up his own mind about right and wrong, and there is no real absolute fixed standard that says that this is sinful and this is not, and then they go even further and say that they don't even believe in hell, that they don't really believe that God holds us responsible and will punish us when we're guilty of violating his will, those same people will turn right around and talk about Jesus dying on the cross. It's amazing, isn't it? They don't want to look at how bad sin is. They don't want to face the reality of the Bible doctrine of hell. But they do want to talk about the cross of Jesus. Well, here's the whole question. If sin is not a serious thing, and if there is no hell, then why on earth did Jesus die on the cross? He died in vain, folks, if there's no hell and if sin is not serious. What was the point of all that suffering? Unless it is to redeem us from this awful place, to give us a way so that we can escape eternal damnation in hellfire. A preacher in the 1800s and early 1900s named J.W. McGarvey once said that if he had any wish about his preaching, it was this. He said, "I wish that I could see sin the way that God does. I wish that I really saw sin as it truly is." And he said also, "I wish that I was able to communicate how bad sin is to people." Well, folks, here are some ways that the Bible does tell us how bad sin is. And in a world where people take sin so lightly, let us go back to the Bible and let us take what God says about it seriously.